It's time to take a break with Gene and Mary. Every weekday at noon Eastern Time, join us as we talk about what's on our minds. Email us at contactgeneandmary@gmail.com or interact with us on Facebook for your chance to win a pork chop participation prize every week.
Oh, no! Side effects may include jocularity, increased knowledge, and a great way to spend 15 minutes.
Hey.
Hey, how you doing, Gene?
Hey, Mary, I'm doing good. How are you?
Feels like it's been 24 hours since we talked.
Oh, my goodness. It's crazy, isn't it? It's been a crazy week.
Time just still flies.
Yeah.
Time flies when you're having fun and flies like a banana. What is that? Time flies. Oh, what is that?
Out the window?
No,
I don't know.
There was a thing about time flies something and flies like a banana. I don't know. It doesn't matter.
Time is flying. There are no two ways about that.
A couple of days ago, you had a word of the day.
Yes.
Do you have one now?
Well, how about I was thinking the word of the day would be differentiation.
Well, that's better than inconsequential substantiation, which I can never pronounce. Transfigure. What does differentiation mean?
Well, the idea is that we're going to talk about the dollar store today, and so there are confusions and clarifications that are often included in discussions about the dollar store. There are all kinds of dollar stores.
Yes,
so I thought differentiation because they have different reasons that you go to different dollar stores and there are different dollars. And they're
Jennifer educated me recently because I said, well, I'll just zip on down to the general dollar and pick up some blah, blah, blah. She said, don't you dare. She said, go to the Dollar Tree. I said, where is that? So she told me how to get there. Mm-hmm. And I walked in there and I was blown away. I don't think I'd ever been in a Dollar Tree before. But a Dollar Tree is not the same as a dollar store.
They're different.
Or is it the same as Family Dollar?
Right. But because if you go to, and really the big difference is what you're buying. Because if you go to let's say a Dollar General or a Family Dollar, it's going to cost you more than a dollar that it's going to cost you at the Dollar Tree.
Yeah.
But at the Dollar Tree, you're going to get two of them and you're going to go to the other store and you're going to pay $2 or $3, but you're going to get a whole package of them.
Oh, wow. So
that's kind of a differentiation there. If you just need one or two of these things, it's worth paying a little bit more per piece at a dollar store and only spend a dollar.
Well, what's the quality difference like?
My feeling is that a lot of them have their own brands. You know, a lot of the stuff is sold at all the same stores, no matter where you are anyway, that's the same. Some of them, I think we'll go to, we'll have national brands where some of them are more regional brands. Like maybe some of them have their own brands. I know the Dollar General, I believe it is. Yeah, Dollar General sells my favorite peanuts on the whole wide world. The particular brand that they have is Clover Valley. That's their brand.
And
they're not paid sponsors, but you can send me free peanuts if you want.
Hey, Dollar General or Clover Valley.
Or Clover Valley. But it's their particular brand, you know. But I could also go right next to it and buy the national brand that I could buy at the supermarket or the Walmart.
Yes.
But I couldn't buy that at the Dollar Tree because it's only a dollar.
Oh.
I could go get a little package of some other kind of peanuts for a dollar. That's really the differentiation for me when I shop there.
Okay. Barb, our research assistant, researcher, actually, she's not assisting. She's just researching.
Heads up our research department.
Yes. She came up with two lists. Items that are good buys at a dollar store and things to avoid buying at a dollar store.
Uh-huh.
Would you like to hear about those?
I would. That's part of the entire differentiation of what you're going to buy, where you're going to buy it.
She said, items that are good to buy at a dollar store are coffee filters. And I would imagine that a coffee filter is a coffee filter no matter where you are. So if you can get them for a dollar versus $5, why not?
Sure.
Hair accessories. Bobby pins, brushes, headbands, bows. Interesting. Makes sense. Because especially if you're buying for a little girl that might lose them quickly or break them, you don't want to spend a lot of money on them.
Well, sure. Well, and especially a lot of times they're essentially the same thing. And again, like I said, if you just need two or three for a dollar, but you can go to the other store and buy a whole package of two dozen if you lose them a lot.
Well, I know I went
an extra dollar.
I went with Barb a while back to the dollar store. I think it was, I don't remember. It might've been the Dollar Tree. I get those dollar stores confused in my head. Mm-hmm. We were looking for something specific, I think for one of our fundraisers, and I had left my sunglasses at home. And my sunglasses are nice. I paid some money for them. But I needed sunglasses and I didn't have any. So I bought three pairs of sunglasses for a dollar each at the dollar store. And now I've got them, you know, scattered throughout. So if I forget one, it's in the glove box of my car, or I can put it somewhere else. I actually like to have my sunglasses, like my reading glasses, scattered throughout the house. So no matter where I am, I have a pair convenient. I don't have to walk. I don't have a mansion by any means, folks, but my house got a strange floor plan. And sometimes when we first moved here, people got lost. Honestly, I got lost a couple of times because it's a house that's been built on twice. So where there once was nothing, then there was a porch that became a room, and then they added onto that and it became another room. So it's kind of strange to navigate.
You have to have your supplies throughout the territory.
I don't need food or water necessarily, but I do need my sunglasses and my reading glasses because I'm lazy. Honest to God, I'm just lazy. I don't want to get up and walk.
Well, I don't know. I mean, you know, I've done that though myself with glasses because
it's called efficiency.
I just grab them, put them on, set them down. Then you go to the other end of the house. Oh man, I don't want to go all the way to the end of the house just to look at one thing. You know?
But see, I'm that way with books too. I like to have a different book in every room so that if I am in the mood or have time to read, I can pick up a book and just read. It doesn't have to be the same genre or anything like that. I just want to be able to read when I want to read.
So then you could just keep your glasses with your book and you got the whole pile of it all.
I do that sometimes. Sometimes I forget because I'm guilty of putting my glasses on top of my head and wandering away. So far, I haven't been wearing my glasses and said, where are my glasses? I haven't gotten that far down the line yet. Well, but back to this list.
Well, I found all my glasses except for two pairs. They're still whole. Good. Okay, to the list.
That's good. That's real good. She says plastic buckets are a good buy at a dollar store. Now, I'm not sure what these plastic buckets are for. If they're for children's toys or digging at the beach or if they're for mopping or painting. I don't know. She just says plastic mopping buckets.
I think I know what she means because you can go in there and get a plain mop bucket for a buck.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Dish towels and washcloths. Now, I will say I'm a little picky about what I use to wash, use in my kitchen. Mm-hmm. But if they do the job, they do the job. That's all that matters as long as they're absorbent.
Sure.
This makes a lot of sense to me. Greeting cards.
Oh, yes.
Why go to the company? I'm not going to mention the name because they are not a sponsor and I suspect they would never be. The company that created a lot of holidays around buying cards. You know, Mother's Day, Father's Day, Uncle's Day, Cousin's Day, those days didn't used to exist. Now all of a sudden we've got a day for every day has a card, and every card has a holiday.
Yeah. Hey, I got an idea for a new card. We're going to have a holiday. Okay.
Yes. And let's charge $10 or $12 for this card because it came from here. But you can go.
You know what?
What?
I got to tell you, I quit buying cards years back because I started making my own.
Yes.
You know, I'd rather get one that's homemade. Yeah, it's crayons and construction paper.
When I was with my mom in her final years, we used to sit down and paint original designs on cards that we would then send to all of her great grandchildren.
How fun.
They loved it. They would always send me back a selfie with themselves holding up this card. They had so much fun with that.
Creating memories.
All right, we're down to 2 minutes or three. Well, okay. Maybe we've got about four, actually. I set my clock too fast. Picture frames and socks.
I wanted to say I'm glad that was differentiated.
Yes.
Okay.
Party supplies, you can save up to 70%. Oh, I saw a show. We used to watch this show called Shameless. It's out in its final season now. And it was so funny. They had the little girl 3 or 4 years old, and the parents were going to give her a birthday party. Supposedly this family is the quintessential broke family from Chicago or Detroit. I don't know where they're somewhere. South side, wherever the South side is. But they are supposedly have no money. So they went to the dollar store to buy a princess party for this little girl. And the stuff, of course, this is Hollywood, you know, or wherever the filming is. The stuff they came out with for this little girl's party were ridiculously not dollar store bargains. Maybe they went to the Dollar General. Not that you or I care about this, but some of our listeners might. You can get an accurate pregnancy test for $1 versus $15 in a drugstore.
Yeah, absolutely true.
Notebooks and stationery items, mugs and glasses, tote bags, reading glasses. Silverware. We were just talking about reading glasses.
Yeah, glasses, silverware. You can get a fork and a spoon and a bowl.
Yeah.
$3.
Wrapping paper, gift bags, boxes. Now, that's something I like to make myself. I like to reuse them. Uh-huh. I like to create my gift wrapping in a very unique way rather than what everybody else does. So I've been using up my wrapping paper without buying. I have no intention of ever buying wrapping paper again. Things to avoid buying at a dollar store are deodorant, knives, tools, batteries, electronics like earphones, headphones, USB chargers, HDMI cables, plastic cooking utensils, and toys. Probably my guess is that they are made in other countries that may not be as safe as they are in this country.
Potentially. No, yeah. I will say this.
Probably break.
Well, and I want to say this about the toys. I've seen some pretty cheap toys, but they have the best dinosaurs. Classic dinosaurs. That's where I do all my dinosaur shopping.
Matter
of fact, I'll probably be checking that out later today. But I got to go.
Okay.
I want to tell everybody that's listening, thanks so much for choosing to take a break with us today. And we look forward to hearing from you all online. Please visit beunique.org. Get details about all our shows. There's lots of great shows.
That's beunique.org. Bye, everybody.
See y'all.